Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. A couple of tough losses for you guys again last week. A three-point loss to Northeastern on a game where you had a shot there at the end, and then going to a tough environment down at William & Mary and fall 83-66. Just give me your view on the two games last week.
Well, it's kind of been the story of the last couple of weeks for us, but we've had a tough stretch and lost a tough game on Thursday night to Northeastern, back and forth game, a lot of lead changes, and just didn't make enough plays down the stretch. They're a really talented basketball team, and they made some big shots, and we got it to a one possession game, had a tough turnover under 30 seconds, and had a chance to win it, missed a 2-point shot, and didn't get out of there with a W at home, and then we went on the road against a really good basketball team in William & Mary. We got off to a good start. Ryan Allen really kept us in the game with his shot making ability, but over time their offensive ability just kind of wore on us, and they broke the game open with a lot of perimeter jump shots. So again, for us, we're just trying to focus on getting better and getting a little healthier, and see if we can be ready to play on Thursday night.
What's the mindset of your team, and how have you tried to keep them positive? I know the losing streak wears on anybody, but you guys have been so close in so many of these games. What's been your message to them?
Yeah, I've just tried to be really positive and tell them that we're getting better as a basketball team, and we get a chance, hopefully, to get over the hump this weekend. And that's all we can do right now. Again, we've dealt with some tough injuries, losing Kevin Anderson and then Ryan Daly not being healthy for the last five games. So we have seven healthy bodies. We haven't been able to practice too long, but when we're there, we got to be efficient and productive and work on a couple things. And I think our team spirit's been pretty good, positive. I think you always worry about that when you're in a losing streak, but we have been close. If we're losing by 20, we're not good enough, but God, we've been really close in these last couple games, and hopefully we can find a way to get one done. And Anthony Mosley and Eric Carter have really been the leaders for us. They've tried to keep the group positive, and that's got to come from myself and our staff too. We've tried to have really high energetic practices and keeping it fresh and keeping those guys positive. We play music at practice. Guys are having fun out there, just really working on some skill development and helping guys get better and preparing for a game on Thursday night.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Catherine.
Thank you. We have one from Kevin Trezzolini with DelawareOnline.com. Your line's open.
Hey, Martin. I haven't forgotten about you guys.
You're an Eagles guy now. What are you talking about?
No, yeah. An Eagles guy who went to Minnesota and got the flu. What has Ryan Allen done since Ryan Daly's been out to impress you in terms of, he knew he had to kind of take on more responsibility, more of the scoring load. What has he done to impress you since Ryan's been out in reacting to that situation?
Yeah, I'm pretty simple. I guess like making shots. We need him to go out there and be aggressive. I think he's been even more aggressive since Ryan went down with the ankle injury. We're getting him in some different areas where he can attack and be successful. He's coming off stuff, playing off the ball, and then he's got the ball in his hands a little bit. And he's been very aggressive, and we need him to do that. Again, he's playing a lot of minutes. I think he's gotten fatigued a little bit lately, but we've been smart with managing his week. He's the ultimate competitor. He wants to win. When we don't get it done, he gets down and disappointed and frustrating, feeling like he could do more. He's been extremely coachable. He wants to learn from the losses to see what he can do better. He's a great teammate. He wants it for his team. He wants it for his guys. And he knows that we need him to go and be aggressive on the offensive end and try to score the basketball for us. And he's done that. And he's done it as a highly effective clip for us. And I don't think there's a better freshman guard in our league with how they're playing right now than Ryan Allen.
Thanks, Martin.
Yep.
Martin, as you've touched on, Ryan Daly has been out. How is he progressing from that ankle injury, and do you have any sort of timeline on when you might be able to get him back?
Yeah, I mean, he's getting better. I would say he's probably doubtful for the game on Thursday night. We're taking it day by day, but he's improving. You know, I think when he went down against Charleston, they were kind of 3 to 4 weeks hopeful to get him back. You know, he hasn't done anything as far as on the court basketball stuff yet. He hasn't been any live or contact stuff. He's gradually getting back there, just doing some jogging in the Alter G machine and a little bit on the court while practice is going on. So I would say he's doubtful for Thursday, possibility for this weekend, but you know, we're not going to force him back and lean on our trainers and Rye. And again, he's getting better, but just not really sure when we'll get him back yet.
We touched on a little bit last week the increased role that Sky Johnson has played for you, and he certainly came up big Saturday in Williamsburg, 17 points and 10 rebounds in that game, and playing alongside Eric Carter. Does that give your team a little bit different look having those two guys in there? And is
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, we haven't played that way a ton this season. I think with the seven bodies we have, obviously you have to look at that. And, you know, Sky's production over the last couple weeks has been really high, and we want to continue to develop him and, you know, keep him positive. When he's scoring it, it really helps us on the offensive end. He's an older, experienced guy. He's mature. He's got a voice. Guys really respect him in our locker room. So I'm happy with his production. And, you know, I think Eric Carter and Sky Johnson are learning how to play together. The other three perimeter guys out there with them are learning how to play together. We've practiced that way more than we ever have since I've been here, playing with two big guys. So, you know, Sky's had a good run for us, and we need that down the stretch, and his ability to score on the offensive end, but also kind of control the paint and rebound the basketball on the defensive end. And, you know, so it's been great to see, and we're going to need that moving forward.
You head to Towson on Thursday. Your first meeting with them not that long ago was one of those down-to-the-wire games that we've spoken of. Talk about the challenges that the Tigers provide and what your team's going to need to do well on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, great atmosphere on Thursday night. Pat does a really good job with their team. You know, they're old, they're experienced, they're physical. I always think about that program and us rebounding the basketball. We got a challenge. This is kind of a line of scrimmage, tough physical battle, especially on the backboard. You know, Zane Martin is probably as talented as an offensive player as there is in the program, to trying to slow them down and limit their opportunities in transition. But, you know, it'll be a tough physical game. Guys got to be ready to go. And we played them a back-and-forth game at our place a couple weeks ago, and I think we were leading for the majority of the game. Unfortunately, didn't get it done at the end of the game, and they made some plays down the stretch. But, you know, got to be strong and physical and execute on the offensive end and really do a great job on the defensive end to have a chance.
All right, Martin, thanks for taking time with us, as always, this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. Take care.